Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment in the introductory section of Shmona Esrei. We're currently in the second bracha, Gevuras Hashem. We discussed last time the idea from the Avudraham that the three references to the revival of the dead could refer to the fact that a person gets up in the morning, the fact that rain comes and refreshes the world, and ultimately the fact that God brings the dead back to life. It's such a powerful thing to think about that as we begin the bracha, Ata Gibor, that we see you, Hashem, as being powerful and mighty, and the manifestation of that, of our regarding God as being so powerful, comes through seeing the power of nature, and the ability within nature to constantly refresh and renew. It manifests itself through just looking at our own lives. The fact that we have another day, we see as an expression of God's dominion and, of course, kindness in this world. But, of course, it also manifests itself in the big things, the fact that God can bring the dead back to life. But it's I think it's very significant to realize that we see the greatness of God in the quote-unquote mundane details of this world. An interesting phrase near the end of the bracha is Mekayem Emunaso Lishenei Afar, that God establishes his faith to those sleeping, literally translated, sleeping in the dust. Who are we referring to when we say that? So the Rebar Yakar, another commentary on Tefillah, says we're actually referring to the forefathers. In other words, God had promised the forefathers that he ultimately would bring the redemption to his people. And therefore, when the day comes that God brings the ultimate redemption, he has come through on his promise to those resting, the forefathers. The Sefer HaMenhago says the pshat that probably more people assume, which is that it refers to people who are actually alive. And that's Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is currently in exile. And the fact that Klal Yisrael is currently in exile makes us as if we're not of the living. Of course, we're walking around, but the fact that we're not in a rebuilt Yerushalayim with the Mashiach and the revival of the dead, it's as if we ourselves aren't fully alive. So when he ultimately brings the redemption and the revival of the dead, he is cementing his faith with us, who until that juncture are as if we're laying dead in the dust. A related idea comes up from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. He says there's one more way to think of the great kindness of the revival of the dead. And he says that the pshat is that a person who's a Rasha, a wicked person in this world, is considered as if he's dead because he's not living and taking from this world how he should. If God would not give us the opportunity and the right and the strength to do tshuva, to repent, we'd all be rishayim. We'd all be wicked people. We would have so many sins on our record that we all would be considered as dead. And therefore, another way that we're praising God in this world as the one who revives the dead is we thank him for giving us the opportunity to always turn it around and to repent. And therefore, that's another chesed, that's another kindness that we see from God in this world. We consider ourselves as if we're dead until the redemption comes, and maybe even more powerfully, without the opportunity for repentance, we would also consider ourselves dead. It's an idea from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. As we go on to the next bracha, Ata Kadosh, we reflect on the great sanctity of God. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz just points out an important thing to think about, that we know that when the malachim, when the angels in heaven praise God, it's a major undertaking. They need to time it just the right way. Everyone needs to say the verses at just the right time. And here we are, just saying a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and praising God this way and praising God that way. And we need to realize how fortunate and honored we truly are by having this opportunity. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz suggests that before a person says the bracha v'ata kadosh, he should reflect, how will I devote myself in service to God as the angels do? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.